Good afternoon and welcome to the Joyous Journey with me, your host, DJ 2Js, aka Seaman Jackson Wanis. Now, we are joined today with a very special guest and a very special presentation here on AFM Bahrain. Mr. Brian Leslie is here, the NSA Bahrain Dispatch Supervisor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Beautiful day in Bahrain,
it,
as always.
It is. I was just listening to Bill Withers this morning. A lovely day.
Definitely.
So, definitely a good way to start the day.
It's getting heating up, too. Starting to heat up really, really good, too.
Yeah. I'm hoping it holds off just a little bit longer.
Speaking of which, you know, what are we going to be talking about today? You know, what are we going to really dive into?
Today we're going to go and dive into National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. I know it's a lot to say. It's something historically the dispatchers really don't get a lot of hey, thank yous or attaboys for what they do and recognition for what they do. So there's a little history to it. National Public Telecommunicators Week is held the second week of April every year and was started in 1981 in California. It honors dispatchers around the world and their commitment to duty. President Clinton's the one that actually signed it, Proclamation 667 in 1994, officially ensuring the week would be recognized throughout the USA. This year will be held April 14th through the 18th, so this week.
Nice. What's kind of like the, not history, because that is the history, right? But what does it really take to be, you know, a dispatcher? Brief, just really brief.
Well, it's definitely for a person you want to help. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we have a lot of people that are former first responders, former military members, that, you know, maybe won't continue their service with the fire department or with the military or with being a police officer even. That's where my background comes from. And they decided to go ahead and they still want to continue to help people in emergencies. And so they become a 911 dispatchers. Now, it takes a lot of multitasking. People just don't realize you can't just walk into the job and I could do this. Multitasking is one of the biggest things that a lot of people have problems getting around, and especially with older folks, sometimes, you know, computers are not their thing, or maybe typing, you know, maybe an issue. Our guys are very, very proficient, and they wouldn't be a dispatcher if we didn't qualify them to be dispatchers. So it usually takes about 3 months to go and get somebody from start to go, full go. And here we do have an integrated dispatch program. So what that means is someone that comes on in that may have only had police dispatch experience, or maybe have only had fire dispatch experience or an EMS dispatch experience, comes on in and they get trained in all three phases to where they're able to go and dispatch, receive calls for police, receive calls for fire, and also receive emergency medical services dispatches and phone calls, 911. We have a program called EMD, and it's a pretty comprehensive program. So if someone breaks a leg, someone cuts their finger, somebody can't breathe, someone that is down to the very seriousness of having to perform CPR, we mm-hmm. give those instructions. And all the while, we're the first call that anyone in emergency really needs. And we go ahead and make sure that we follow on through. So it's pretty comprehensive for all the things and knowledge that they have to know and things they have to do. Definitely. Be proficient in. You don't want to stumble on something like that.
Definitely. Well, coming up, we will be talking more about, you know, the current and, you know, what 911 dispatchers can really do to help in an emergency.
AFN The Eagle, the best music of yesterday, today, the day after tomorrow,
the second Thursday of each month, a week ago last Wednesday,
any month that ends with Y, serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Brian Leslie, the NSA Bahrain Dispatch Supervisor. Now, we were just talking a little bit, you know, about the history, but how about taking a deeper dive into that history, you know, what it really means to be a 911 dispatcher and what it can really bring to your life?
Right. I would have to say, again, we have some very dedicated folks that want to help. And so when you're in an emergency situation and you pick up that line, we have the best trained individuals ready to take you in probably what could be the worst day of your life and see that you get the help that you need, you know, and then they really care for what they do. Then this goes back for a long, long time. First national emergency telephone line number was created in 1938 by the United Kingdom, and they used 999 when they still use it today. So the United States' first development of a national 911 line was in 1968 with 911, when the FCC and with AT&T brought it live. And dispatchers have been answering the call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week ever since.
Back then, right? I mean, how would they get the help they need without having that
right.
that and, phone?
Yeah, and it, just not one dedicated line. They had multiple lines. So that they found that to be a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, people, their hometown sheriff's departments, their hometown police departments, fire departments, and the hospital. You know, they would go direct to the hospital. And a lot of times when you have, like, incident command, where you're putting everybody together that needs to be there, that has a response to this emergency together. I can imagine back in the day, I mean, those guys responding to things and nobody else having a clue what was going on. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things we're trying to bring in everybody together that has a stake in what's going on. Anytime you go to most emergencies throughout the United States and throughout the world, you're going to have a fire unit going along with that EMS.
Yeah.
You're probably going to have police there too to go ahead and ensure that things are safe, and dispatchers are a hub for where everything comes together, the right people are sent, and that's what anybody needs in an emergency. You know, the more the merrier. I like to say I'd send everybody if I need to.
Yeah.
You know, I know that those guys generally have better things to do, but if it's an emergency that warrants everybody's help that they possibly can, I'm sure they have no issue with going, and they've never said anything to the different. So I'm pretty sure we got an amazing crew here with NSF Fire, with NSF, and with our EMS here. These guys do amazing. They respond to emergencies every day, and I'm happy, and my guys are happy. We have a really good relationship with everybody through NSA Emergency Services.
Okay, let's be honest. If Van Gogh were alive today and he had to listen to the competition, he'd probably cut off the other ear. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
You spoke earlier about your experience a little bit, a police officer, correct?
Yeah, I did about 10 years of military police, and I was a police officer for a little while then before coming over to dispatch, coming back to the federal government.
Did that help a lot going into this kind of work?
You know, I thought it was going to be a little different, but 2014, the U.S. Navy had put together one of the most comprehensive dispatch programs, and they do have, in my belief, the best dispatch program throughout any of the services. Mm-hmm. They had a regional dispatch centers. They started open up. It started in Jacksonville back in like 2014. It brought in a bunch of smart people. The technology was there, mm-hmm. where we could go ahead and respond and answer calls from all around the country at a dispatch center.
Yeah.
So any of the military bases that were out through the Southeast Regional Dispatch Center, any of the bases within the Southeast, if they have a 911 call, goes to us in Jacksonville. You know, and I came in being a police officer, like, hey, I'll just be sending out police things and this would be fine. Well, they had the concept of the trifecta of NSF, police, fire, and EMS all being in one center. So that really consolidated things. Mm-hmm. We had all the information. It works amazing. And I'm really proud that, you know, I beat a Navy dispatcher because we have taken it above and beyond.
That's what it sounds like. I mean,
the Navy has invested mm-hmm. heavily.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds very advanced, to be honest. I mean, because when I think dispatcher, I'm automatically thinking of like those TV shows.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, how accurate are those?
Well, back in the day, when they had telegraph and teletype, and,
yeah.
you know, they'd probably be sending things. A dispatcher back in the day, one of the requirements I recall was being able to type so fast, like 80 words per minute. It mm-hmm. was amazing. And these folks would take the calls, and it would be sent through, I don't know if anybody remembers, I've only seen TV shows about it, where they'd send teletypers, it's like the old printer screens of stuff, and it would go to it was like an old fax machine. It would mm-hmm. be connected to the police station or to the fire station. And they would send out the information. Those guys would respond from there. And to see it where it is now, where, I mean, I could be across the world and answer a 911 call. I could be, or even open up in the event and mm-hmm. be able to dispatch out people through my radio. It's an amazing feat. And that goes off, my hat goes off to the Navy for really investing in the program, investing in the people, and getting to where we are now. And most of our dispatchers could go to any dispatch center within the Navy, the Army, Marine Corps, and a lot of my friends have transferred and done that. You know, I don't advise it, but I do think we've really, the Navy is where it's at.
The thrill of variety.
I love the music. They play all different types. We like the wide variety.
Without the agony of repeat. AFN the Eagle.
We are back with Mr. Brian Leslie, the NSA Bahrain dispatch supervisor. And, you know, we were just talking a little bit about, you know, kind of what it takes, what you have to work through, and what you have to go through and that kind of stuff, right? Now, mm-hmm. what can you... Me being someone that would call 911 for an emergency, right? What could I expect, and what could I be expected to give out as information?
Right on. Well, the first thing we're definitely going to be asking is the location. Because as long as I get a location, and if something happened to your phone, something happened to you, I could send somebody to check that out and try and get some type of first responder to you. So a very important thing, especially living here in Bahrain, is knowing your address. There's so many different roads, so many different villas, so many different apartments. If you have it written down, place it in your phone, place it on a card within your wallet, place it on your refrigerator, something in case something ever goes down, you know the exact location where you're at. And mm-hmm. we could get the first responders there, or we could get the Bahraini ambulance, Bahraini police to where you are at. So that's number one, you know, make sure you know where you're at when you're calling. If you don't, we could try and figure it out. You know, there's plenty of site references of buildings and things near the water, bridges that we could possibly get to you. It may take a little bit while longer, but if you have that information for us ready, it makes it a lot easier and a lot quicker for a response. The second thing I would say is your phone number. We have what we call an anti-ally system, one's for location, one's for the number that's dialing into us. It's an old system that keeps getting updated and keeps getting better. We're not to the point where we could just go ahead and the computer anyway, to where we know exactly where you are on a map when it comes up on the screen. That's advanced 911. We're not there yet. It's probably going to be a few years before we get to that point. Some places have it. But knowing your number, repeating your number to us in case we don't have it, that's a big confirmation for us. In case something does happen to you, the line where you mm-hmm. get disconnected and we have to call you back helps us out tremendously. So that's the reason why we ask those two things. And then from then on, we're going to go and ask the nature of your emergency, exactly what you need. And that's where we make our determination on whether it's going to be a police response, whether it's going to be a fire response or an EMS response, and then all any other state people that have stakes in it to go. And depending again on the emergency, we will go ahead and push it on up the chain and figure out what else is needed, you know.
Yeah.
So again, your location, knowing your address, does so much to help us. There's been several times where you know, especially being out here in Bahrain, where we're having to guesstimate things, but we eventually got the help where it needed to be.
Yeah.
Looking back, we just had one this year. Michael Whitson, one of my lead dispatchers, had a 911 call for a 7-year-old child out in Amwash who had drowned. Oh. And they had to go ahead and figure out the location as quickly as possible. Luckily, the caller was so responsive and so great. My hat's off to the person that called it in. And it was a local boy. The neighbors had brought the child over. And they ended up doing CPR, and Mike was able to go ahead and prescribe everything to CPR, but I do believe they're already certified individuals themselves.
Yeah.
And the child was saved.
That's
so
amazing.
That's a good sign. We give recognition out to those folks, Mike and the callers and Mike. You know, they did an amazing job with that call, and that's what you want. That's a win.
Yeah.
You know, that's where, you know, everything you've trained upon, everything you've done in the past, your experience helps put you in control in that situation. And you want a responsible, knowledgeable voice on the other end of that line when things are falling apart. So, yeah, big kudos out to Mike. Big kudos out to the individuals that were there, the callers. and recognizing the call 911. I think the response time was 10 minutes to get a Bahraini ambulance out there. So we also do that. We will assist with any of your 911 calls off base. If you feel comfortable or not comfortable calling with 999, give us a call and we'll make sure that somebody gets there to help you.
We won't help you raise your children, but we'll sure entertain them. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
Welcome back. We are here with Mr. Brian Leslie, the NSA Bahrain dispatch supervisor. He's been a dispatcher for, what you said, 10 years?
Yes, sir, 10 years.
How has that affected you in your day-to-day and like made you who you are today, I guess?
Yeah, I love helping people. It's been 10 years for me. It gives me a chance to continue my service to military members. Definitely love being around the military. Probably do this forever if I had the choice. Like helping people, and this gives us the immediate chance to go ahead and affect what people are doing. You know, if there is an emergency, we're the first ones to get the call. You know, we're the first responders. So having that responsibility, being a point A to point B type of guy, mm-hmm. you know, moving on through, give me a little structure. And I've helped a lot of people, and it's in those 10 years. And, you know, you probably don't get the recognition. And that's one of the reasons why National Public Safety Telecommunicator Week is one of those weeks that I'm glad that they kind of get out there for our guys.
Yeah.
But you only need one person to give you, after all these years, one person to say, hey, you know, you saved a life, you changed something, you helped to go and make the job totally worth it. You know, I'm sure even as a first responder, I felt the same way. You know, You receive so much bad things or deal with so many bad things, but when that one good thing comes along and it really makes your day, make your year, make the mm-hmm. job worth it.
The light in the corner.
The light in the corner. You know, there's a reason. You know, mm-hmm. I was put in this position. There's a reason a lot of folks are put in the dispatch position, and we have so many amazing dispatchers here. So I'm very proud to lead them, and I'm also very proud that. They are part of my team, and so expect some professionalism. Expect my guys to take care of you and take care of your emergency.
Well, can I ask? So obviously you were a police officer beforehand, mm-hmm. Also MP. Did you have the appreciation you do today for dispatchers that you did back then?
Never. No. The guy that sits on the radio in the corner that answers my radio calls. yes and no. When you're out there, your mind's not back at the desk or the police station. You know, you're out there trying to do some good or do what your job is.
Yeah.
And to have a professional person on that other end of the radio means a lot. You can ask a lot of these anybody on shift, NSF, fire. Having the right person on the other end of that radio makes a big difference in how their day is going to go and how they're going to respond to those emergencies, and have the confidence that what they're saying and what they're doing is if they need assistance is being taken care of on the other end. So it really is a part of it. But back then it was like, hey, I have to run a plate, or, you know, doing a traffic stop, or hey, and you don't really take into your mind that is a part of the team. Mm-hmm. You know, that is a big part of the team, especially within the military, where we don't run our own plates, we don't do our own things, we don't dispatch ourselves out to events. Those guys play a big part, and it's not really, you know, it's different. Standing back and looking onto it as a whole, and now actually doing the dispatch role, that it's my appreciation. Yeah. I appreciate him a lot more. The Navy and the way they have gone along with the program has really, really, you know, brought more capabilities to the dispatch world, and I'm very appreciative of that. And I hope NSF and fire and those guys. I know they do. They feel the same way. Like. You know, they need something, we're there to help them too. You know, not just 911 calls.
The freshest hits on the planet. The most music in the universe. AFN The Eagle.
We are back with Mr. Brian Leslie, the NSA Bahrain dispatch supervisor, getting ready a little bit to wrap this up a little bit, right? But before we go, one of the most important things, what are our local means of contacting 911?
Thank you for asking that one. That's a big one, and we try to get it out there as much as possible. I'd really like to try and get a commercial together. I know there used to be several older ones that we had, just to make sure people understand. So if you have an emergency off base, 9999. If you want to speak to us, we could call 999 for you. So you dial off base from a cell phone or from a phone off base. It's going to be local Bahrain number, 973-1785-4911. I say it again, 973-1785-4911. And that'll go right direct to our 911 line. If you're on base and you are going to use a DSN line, any DSN line, you could just go and pick up and hit 911 and it'll go directly to our 911 line. So we have four available open. If we have multiple emergencies, we could handle multiple emergencies at the same time. Mm-hmm. But those, again, DSN, 911, don't have to worry about it. If you're calling from a cell phone on base, the 1785-4911. Again, you could put it in your phone. You know, it's a good means to say it. Just put NSA Bahrain emergency line or 911 line, and that way you have it stored in case of emergency.
Perfect. Any last remarks before we end this little talk break?
Again, it's National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, and I really am proud of my guys. I'm proud of NSA Bahrain, and I'm proud of the Navy for how they've processed and really built this program the way it is. And you really do, guys, you really do have some great people working to ensure the safety and in an emergency situation, give you the help you need. So thank you, and thank you.
Thank you. It was great meeting you. I hope you have a great rest of your day.